From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The last time you bought something online, there's a good chance you didn't pay sales tax. Online retailers often don't charge the tax, but that doesn't mean you don't owe it. And as states around the country struggle with huge budget deficits, they're looking for new ways to make sure you pay that tax. NPR's Martin Costi reports.
Meet Zach Tominelli, college student, NPR intern, and big Quentin Tarantino fan. He's been eager to buy Tarantino's latest, so he sent him to the Culver City Target to do a little sales tax experiment.
So we'll hop on the express line here since just buying one DVD.
After a quick swipe of the plastic, Tominelli takes a look to see just how much he's contributed to state and local government.
The California tax, 9.75%. That's $2.44 in this case, giving me a grand total of $27.43 for a Inglourious Basterds special edition DVD.
Now, what if he'd ordered the same DVD online? In the car, he takes out his Google phone and checks out Amazon.com.
Total before tax, $24.47. Order total, $24.47. So there's no tax at all.
Amazon can skip the sales tax because it doesn't have a California address. The Supreme Court says retailers can't be expected to collect sales taxes in states where they don't have a physical presence. Since Amazon ships merchandise in from neighboring states, it can offer Californians a checkout that's unencumbered by the sales tax.
But you still owe it, and that's the thing.
Neil Austin is with the National Conference of State Legislatures in Washington. He says your online retailer may leave off the sales tax, but it's still your responsibility to pay it.
A number of states right now do ask that you, on your income tax form, there's a line for unpaid sales taxes or uncollected sales taxes, and you can report that and pay that to the state.
Yeah, but in the real world, almost nobody does. With the rise of internet commerce, states are missing out on billions of dollars. And numbers like that get the attention of California Assemblyman Charles Calderon.
Well, when you're looking at double-digit billion-dollar deficits, every penny counts. You can't leave any money on the table, if you will.
Calderon is pushing what he calls the Amazon bill. It's a whole new way of defining an online store's physical presence in a state. Specifically, it focuses on affiliates. Those are the smaller, third-party websites that get a commission for linking customers to Amazon and other big online retailers. The bill focuses on the fact that many of those affiliates are in California.
It makes the finding, if you will, that if you have affiliates, you have a physical presence, and therefore the obligation can be imposed on you, Amazon.com, to collect our use tax for us.
This approach was actually invented by the state of New York, which has been using it now for a couple of years. Amazon is suing to overturn the law. Amazon's affiliates, meanwhile, are getting dragged into the middle of the political fight over collecting sales taxes. Just this week, Amazon fired its affiliates in Colorado after that state passed a different kind of online sales tax law. The affiliates are usually small businesses, and they get a lot of sympathy. One Colorado legislator called Amazon's action blackmail. Amazon won't comment on the issue, but it did refer NPR to Fred Nicely at the Council on State Taxation, a trade group in Washington.
What the business community really wants is the states to remove a lot of the complexity in collecting their taxes.
In fact, an effort to harmonize state sales tax rules has been underway for a number of years, but it's still waiting for the approval of Congress. That could take a while. And in the meantime, states like Colorado, New York, and now perhaps California are looking for ways to get their money now. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.